Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week. They don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get podcasts.
Why are you guys laughing? Stop laughing. This is sad.
I forgot we even recorded this.
This is sad.
The sad podcast theme.
The podcast.
There you go. We're here now. Prince died, man. We got the studio all purpled out and everything. Yeah. Watch, I'll flip it around so you can see. Look at all the purple. We got purple everywhere.
Yeah.
What? And you guys are laughing at the sad podcasting.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I straight up was.
We were laughing a little
Not
bit.
Not even kidding.
All right. So real quick, let me get our sponsor, Subway. Excited to introduce the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich made with new delicious thick cut all white meat turkey with no artificial preservatives, topped with great tasting applewood smoked bacon. Yum! And American cheese. That day after Thanksgiving sandwich that you love and you make at home is now available anytime. Try the new Subway carved turkey and bacon sandwich. Subway, fresh is what we do.
Yep. So, last 24 hours is Prince is dead. It's going to be interesting to see what they come out with as what caused the premature death. 56, 7, whatever it was, is not very old, dude.
Yeah. No, none at all.
You know, I mean,
you know, it's weird because whenever I was a kid, I always said, I'm going to play softball till I'm 50. And it's getting closer. And I'm like, back then, you know, I was 22. I'm going, yeah, that's forever from now.
Yeah.
But it's getting closer. I mean.
Well, he meant a lot to a lot of people. And, you know, I know you were. Yesterday, what went down was Bubba and Patrick and I text each other often.
Hey, Patrick, bring the little lights up a little bit.
We text each other often throughout the day. And yesterday, Patrick sent out one that said, hey, we're just getting some word out that
I think it literally
Prince
said Prince might have died.
And Bubba lost it.
I didn't lose it. I was bummed. I mean, look.
And this is going to sound crazy. I wanted Bubba to hear it from me. I didn't want him to be driving down the street and hear it. You know, or just walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I better give him a heads up. Why didn't you tell me kind of thing?
This might kind of happen. Well, just. I know how much, man, Prince is a big one for both of us. More for him, but still, like, that's my earliest memories of music or Hank Williams Jr., Charlie Daniels, and Prince. Those are the three things I remember, you know, and Rush, my dad's favorite band. But, like, I have early memories. Like, I used to steal the cassette from my brothers of Purple Rain. I was 5 years old when that came out. I would steal the cassette out of their room and go listen to it on my little Fisher-Price cassette player or whatever.
I found my Batman motion picture soundtrack on a clear cassette yesterday. I took a
clear
picture.
Clear cassette.
Yeah, I'm going to share it to my Instagram a little bit later on. You can follow me, Bubba Radio.
Okay. You guys want to see something weird?
Do we want to see something weird?
Yes. Something weird? I'm going to name off as many Prince songs as I can.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
I'm not a huge fan. I mean, he's fine. It's just, this is not my favorite.
Okay.
Purple Rain.
Right.
When Doves Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
That one where he goes, oh my, who's that? Vicky Vale.
That was the Bat Dance song.
The Bat
song.
Dance. And Little Red Corvette.
Okay.
It's four now, right? And that's it.
You're missing some pretty big hits.
Wow, dude.
Give me a hint.
Well, like I was talking about on Twitter, I wanted to share my favorite Prince songs that I loved were always the nasty ones, like the dirty songs, because you're not supposed to listen to that. You know? What? It's just true, man. You know, when I was a little kid, mom and dad, you know, they would have freaked out if I was listening to Lady Cab Driver or Do Me Baby.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Sexy.
Well, no, you remember that. I know for a fact you remember that because I would always sing it. I would come into the studio. It would be dark because, like, you know, we keep it kind of dark and sexy in here. I'd be like, International Lover, talking about the seat being the flotation device and all that kind of stuff.
How about Darlin' Nikki?
Darlin' Nikki was awesome.
You got Head.
Wow.
Are people writing on my Facebook and he's reading them now? That is awesome.
Our girl Paige. Thanks, Paige.
You forgot 1999. You forgot Raspberry Beret.
Shanae Russell. What's up, Shanae?
Is someone named Shanae?
No, Shanae.
Oh, my gosh. Shanae. Look at that.
You got 1999. Nice. Thank you, Tommy. 1999.
There's a ton
of
Raspberry
Beret. Oh, yeah. I want to party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
Love you too, Paige.
You're forgetting. We could go on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah. Kiss was a huge number one song.
Yeah.
So that was.
So Kiss This.
No, that's no. That's new.
Aaron Tippin.
Goodbye. No. See ya.
The end of it. See ya. That was his wife, by the
way.
Yeah, it was. Thea. What are you trying to figure out? I'm just Big reading. D's reading everybody's comments.
Look at Bubba's shirt.
What?
He comes in and he goes.
I was happy. My daughter.
Did you see his shirt, Patrick?
I know. I'm not making any reference to his shirt.
That is awful.
It is awful.
That is real. That is awful. That's for your you.
It, no, it's just I bought it and I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, wear it and whatever. She saw it and she's like, Dad, don't wear that around me and my friends.
You know the problem with Bubba is he tries to be super hip.
Don't wear that around my friends.
He tries to be super hip around his kids and then he just embarrasses his kids. Mm-hmm. That's what ends up.
Well,
happening.
Here's the problem though.
Can I take this off this thing?
If you'd like.
You really want to.
Just swing line stapler.
Shout out to Katie Smith on Facebook that says, can I get a shout out?
Shout out, Katie.
Oh, we got somebody else who wanted a shout out. I forgot who it was.
New candles. Look at these. They're hot,
these are
sexy,
some
y'all.
Big D, some scents he was working on the other day.
This one is
now,
cake
wait,
batter.
You're doing what you always accuse me of doing. You're going, oh, the podcast. You know, you're doing it
for
video.
Don't forget, this is a podcast. People are listening to.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly forgot that we were doing a podcast.
You did. Yeah.
So I'm into the video part of it.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be too into the video.
You're doing what you always accuse me of doing.
Well, I find that, because when I watch the video thing, it's like, it doesn't move. Now it's moving around and it's
just. Don't forget that that's secondary to people listening to us.
Because more people actually listen to the podcast than watch it, like, right now live on Facebook.
All right.
So.
You got the look. That's another great one.
He's still reading other people's comments. Stop commenting and telling D.
Quit telling
Prince
Big
title.
D songs because.
Don't help him.
Or if you're going to do some, make up some. Just so we could bust him.
You got.
Yeah, which
some
one?
Great songs that Prince did.
Like
I Love Y'all, Y'all Make My Day. That's a great
that's
one.
That's not
that's
one.
A good one. Thank you, Mark, for that one.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. So so if you're not listening, if you're listening to this, it's not the video. Bubba has a shirt that says Savage AF.
And if you don't know what that
it
means,
looks like
we're not
Abercrombie and Fitch. That's what I can say it is.
Patrick over here is wearing a Charlie Daniels for President 2016. And,
Charlie Daniels should be president.
He also did Nothing Compares to You.
Yes, he did. First. Now, when did he do it, though? Did he do it before or after Sinead O'Connor?
He did it after.
During.
What did he think? During. What did he think of Sinead O'Connor? What did he think of Sinead O'Connor's version of it?
Prince heard Sinead O'Connor's version of Nothing Compares to You, and he heard it when he was in... back home in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And it had such an impact on Prince at the time that he called her.
He did call her.
I know.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, this is Prince. I just heard your song that you did of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let you know that it was really good.
No. And he hated it.
And I'm joking. I'm not finishing my joke. Oh. I think he said,
"Oh,
I'm joking. It's terrible. You should shave your head."
This is like that Comedy Central show, Drunk History, where they feed somebody an entire bottle and a half of wine, and they make them tell a story from history. That's how D said it's like. And then Abraham Lincoln was like,
he said, "I'm going to build an arch, and I'm going to put it in Milwaukee."
What? Yep. And I am going to.
And what? How did it end up in St. Louis?
And then because he freed the slaves, and the slaves were so happy to be free.
They moved it to Missouri.
So it could be closer to the center of their hearts.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. That's pretty much that's storytelling by Big D. That's going to become a new regular segment. We make D tell a story he knows nothing about.
I got the I got the coolest Facebook message just now. A buddy of mine is listening. He listened to the show, the actual radio show, at Bagram today. He's like, I got to catch you on the way to and from dinner because you know they're way ahead of us on time.
Yeah,
and I know we do a morning show here, but over there it's an afternoon / evening show. Because that's how they listen to it live on AFN.
I get messages sometimes on text from Japan,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually it's like an afternoon thing there too. It's I just want to add to your story.
Did you make it better?
Ask me another thing about Prince. I'll tell y'all. Y'all want to hear a Prince story?
Yes.
Who wants to hear a Prince story?
Yes, I want to hear a Prince story. Big
so,
D.
So okay, there's a story where Weird Al, who had done Michael Jackson parodies.
Mm-hmm.
We'd always get permission from people before.
Mm-hmm.
He asked Prince, do you know that story?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. Would and Anthony, I'm going to give a shout out to Anthony
Wood.
Anthony Wood is in the UK right now at RAF Mendenhall. And hey, get up. Is it Mendenhall or Mildenhall?
Mondin.
He actually wrote Mildenhall. And
it's Mildenhall.
Just slur it.
Yeah, we're in Mildenhall.
We'll be good to go.
So that's a good, hey, Patrick, good question about Prince and Weird Al. So what happened was, Weird Al reached out as a common courtesy, an artist courtesy, to Prince and wanted to know if he could get his permission to use his music for one of his parody songs. And Prince said no.
Are you making this one up?
Said no, I don't want you to,
I can't
to use
tell anymore.
Music. I don't want you to use it. Well, what was weird is that not only did Prince not want Weird Al to use his music, Prince didn't like Weird Al. And in fact, the true story is that Prince and Weird Al were put into the same row at an awards show.
Oh my God, and you actually know the story.
Prince had his lawyers.
Oh, this is a real story?
This is a real he's telling the real story. Prince it's hard to tell, isn't
what?
It?
What? Prince had his lawyers send a letter, a document to Weird Al telling him that he was to not make eye contact with Prince
during
the award show.
That's a true story.
And here's another thing, is that because it's a parody song, Weird Al does not have to legally get permission to get from. He was only doing it out of respect to Prince.
As long as you and pay then, the publisher.
And then Prince poo-pooed on him.
Yeah.
Like, no, he literally pooped on him.
That's well, that part I think he made
that
up.
That part I think he made up. The thing about not making eye contact with Prince, I think, has gotten blown up. But Weird Al swears that he got that letter, that it's true. There's also
Where's
the story
letter?
Where
show me the letter.
There's also a story where Prince once
I'm pulling
fired
a Trump.
Show me the document.
He would fire, you know, members of the crew for making eye contact with him.
Prince is one of the very few artists that I've seen that the more
mysterious and weird,
the more and kind of awful, like kind of full of himself that he is, the more people like him.
You know, he was Kanye.
There are many
before,
like
he
that.
Was Kanye before Kanye, but the difference is he's
see,
the difference is
Kanye.
The different exactly the thing about Prince is he's likable because there's so much talent
he
in
is.
The dude he could back it up. Kanye
and he give
what
you
is
little,
the talent.
You know,
I mean,
do that can, little smile look, where he just kind of be like,
yeah,
like maybe I'm not, you know.
Yeah. But like Kanye does it and it comes off like he's just being a jerk
incredibly
to be a jerk.
Full of himself.
Yeah,
because he is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little different. Hey, Louisa. Louisa is in Germany. It's afternoon over there too. So,
hello, Luisa.
Hello.
How are
not
you doing?
Not at all. A German accent.
Yes,
not
it is.
Close. No.
This is German.
No,
Mark.
This is pretty good German.
Patrick, why don't you grab
English
the guitar? Mark says we need to sing a song. Why don't you make
oh,
up a song?
Yes.
A song about Prince
passing,
Week and the passing of Prince.
Prince.
And we could just do it on the spot. It'll be great. These are some of my favorite
usually
podcasts.
Usually, not how it goes. Well,
I love when you do that because it's. It's good. What are you gonna make sure it's in tune?
You want me to plug it in?
Yeah, plug it in. That's good.
Yeah.
Use the purple cord.
Why would it be in tune?
By the way, we've purpled out the studio for Prince.
We were looking at that earlier.
And our special custom-made guitar by Art Arturo, one of the engineers that we know, has made us a guitar that we can make it different colors
really
and stuff.
This really is a purple cord.
Yeah, it is. It's a purple cord. For Purple Cord Day. That's the same cord that James Otto plugged in with.
Oh my God.
Today. James
was
Otto.
Was that not stupidly
if you
good?
Seen that.
Yeah, we had James Otto come. Actually, it was a surprise. Big D surprised me. James Otto shows up and sang Purple Rain in the studio, and it was astounding.
By the way, this We have a flag in the studio that was flown in Afghanistan. We keep it in the studio.
You?
How stupid do I look sitting right here on this low chair with my guitar?
You look great.
No, you look good.
You're sexy, man.
I'm waiting till the delay is over so I can see how stupid
you
I look.
Sexy little Patrick.
No, you look good.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah, the guitar actually
the
is.
The guitar is hiding the girls.
The girls.
Thanks to this guitar. Is it plugged in? Is it,
I turned it down after James was done playing.
Thanks
that's right,
to this guitar, you can't see my man boobs today.
Can't see his man boobs today.
It's kind of sad and the studio's all purple. It's our own little way. We're kind of thinking about Prince and all the good stuff he did and all the weird stuff he did too.
Do a little falsetto part like Prince.
Because you know only Prince could sing like this and get away.
Oh, yeah.
It's the podcast. We're just hanging out and talking about stuff that happened this week. Like how James Otto came by here and sang Purple Rain and made all of us go, what?
Weep would have rhymed, just letting you know.
Well, you know.
You said came by, weep, and you're like.
You want to sing the song, by all means, sing the song. Okay. You want me to play it and you sing it?
No, you do it.
Okay. This is your thing. I'm clearly not any good at it. By the way, you know, it kind of got lost because Prince died, but, you know, Josh Kelly came by earlier today, and
he was
totally
awesome.
Rocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. But all I can think about is how I never got to see Prince live.
Oh, you missed out.
I missed out. I had front row tickets. You want to hear that story?
Yeah.
It was 1998 and I had front row tickets to a Prince show.
Prince show!
I called my best friend from high school and I said, hey, you know that guy we like, Prince? We gotta go.
Oh, we gotta go.
So we were all excited and the concert was gonna be the very next day. But then Chaka Khan got in a fight with the sound people at the arena, and they canceled it.
They canceled the show.
We were sad, sad, sad that way. That's the story of how I almost had front row tickets to a Prince concert.
You got no row
tickets. I got
tickets.
Nothing. No tickets. Not to a Prince show. By the way, I never sing in falsetto, so when I do that, I'm never sure. I'm never sure if like part of my, you know, lung is gonna just crack when I don't like.
I thought you did really, really good.
The left side of my face is gonna go numb like I'm having a stroke.
That was really good, dude.
Sing the podcast song like Prince.
All right, could you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'll just sing along with the one at the end. That'll be our little treat.
No, man. Come on. You gotta do it.
I'm trying to remember how to
just give it a shot. Paige in Alaska, what's up?
Big D and Bubba.
You gotta do falsetto.
Hold on. You never start in falsetto.
Oh, really? Well, he did. He did Kiss. He went, you don't.
Oh, you know what? That's true.
He did.
Yeah. Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week.
You know, maybe you shouldn't do that.
Oh, no. I'm going to have a hernia when it's over.
This is great fun. Great fun. Loving it.
Nobody does that anymore. Nobody sings a falsetto like Prince used to do.
Maxwell did for a little while.
Yeah, a little while.
No country artist ever really sing in
Maxwell?
He was a singer.
He was.
I don't know.
That really, man. Garth Brooks sang a falsetto when he did the Chris Gaines album, which is still one of my favorite records ever made.
Very underrated album.
People made fun of that record. I swear the people making fun of it didn't listen to it.
And
it
much
was
like
incredible.
Prince, much like Prince, the only place you can get that is through Garth.
That's right. You cannot go online. You cannot search it on YouTube. It is not on iTunes. It's on Ghost Tunes.
So, wait a second. Does Prince not have his stuff on iTunes?
No.
Nowhere. Not on any streaming
services.
He had it for a while, and
he pulled it off.
Yeah,
he had it for a while. He pulled it off, and that was it. It was on Spotify for a while. He pulled it off. Basically, if you want to get something, you go to his website, and that's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Didn't know that.
Can you try the podcast song one more time?
Jeez.
Come on, man.
The sad thing is, I did that one time, and I don't ever remember how to do it.
You want to hear, like, the real one? Big D and Bubba have show 5 days a week.
Okay, I got it. Right. So if it was Prince, it would be more like...
D and Bubba having show 5 days a week. They don't
Skip say everything on their mind. So that's why they have an extra one and they call it the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
You know, there was a little Dave Matthews.
Oh, I got down.
It was like
on
Dave Matthews and Prince had a baby, and that's what you just
Prince
heard.
I can't do a Prince impersonation.
A big baby.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was bad. Great.
I was impressed.
We could sing actual Prince songs, but if we do it on the podcast, we'll probably get a cease and desist letter from his lawyer.
True. Big shout out to Norway as well. It's like everybody international is checking in right now.
Anyway, what else went on this week besides Prince?
We had a really good show, but it's like it's funny because all I remember from this week is the Prince stuff.
Yeah,
Randy Couture was on the show this morning.
Yeah,
Randy Couture is one of my favorite people ever. Randy Couture, if you're at all a UFC person, you know Randy Couture is the man. It's just the man. Now he's an actor. I don't remember who else was on the show this week. Bubba's right. It kind of all blurs together.
We had
Killer Bees was here on Monday. Yeah. And, you know, people. Jason Aldean. We played wiffle ball with Jason Aldean.
You almost struck Jason Aldean out.
I almost struck Jason Aldean out.
That was close.
I'll tell you something about
that. Came down to the last pitch.
We didn't get that part on the video when I told Jason that Patrick said he could strike him out. In wiffle ball. But there was a moment when Jason looked very nervous and almost didn't do it. Like he almost didn't agree to do it. What you heard on the air was going, yeah, okay, let's do it. But there was as we were all talking, he was kind of thinking it over.
Yeah, like, you know, the worst thing that could, and he says it right before the third and or the fourth and final pitch, okay. It was a 1-2 count or 2-1 count, one-two count.
Yeah.
And right before the last pitch, he says, if he strikes me out, I'm never going to be able to, you know. And I'm like, yeah, because the last thing you want to do is get struck out by a guy who looks like this.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. Okay. No. You don't want that to happen.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
So he did it anyway because he's a player. Mm-hmm. He's a stud.
But he batted switch hit. Yeah. I mean, he went up. He's a right hander. He went and batted up left.
And so, anyway. By the way, someone says happy 10th anniversary, Patrick.
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice.
Patrick's wedding
yesterday,
anniversary.
My 10th wedding anniversary. Thanks.
Happy.
Thanks for remembering.
Actually, you know what was weird is Patrick was talking about how it was kind of a weird.
We'll
melancholy kind of thing because, you know, he was happy. He had lots of great memories, but also sad because, well, lots of memories.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Jason. So Jason gets out there and he's, you know, he swings. The first one's a foul ball. And then the next one, it's a ball. It's way outside. Then the next one, he swings for the fences and it's nothing. He didn't. I mean, you struck
the whiff.
You got him out with the strike. Or didn't get him out. You struck him out. You got him with the strike. There we go.
So it was two strikes.
Swing
at that point.
And a miss.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful.
And then that's when he tells us somewhere in there, I'm hitting left-handed. And then the next one he hits, it's gone.
Yeah.
It was a great line drive shot. I will always be impressed with that shot from Jason because I know he's hitting left and he's right. And it's the pressure. We're live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wiffle ball and it's Patrick. It's a wiffle ball.
Yeah.
You never know how that thing's going to go.
It's like
pitching at you.
Yes, it's like trying to hit a knuckleball.
Yeah. And then he got all of it and...
Like I said on the video, I'd be embarrassed if I thought there was any chance I might have been good at that. D made the whole thing up about I said I could strike him out. There's no way. You know me at all, you know I would never say that.
No.
But... I almost did, just for the record.
You almost did.
I sure did.
Also, what about China? China died.
Yeah, I saw that. And nobody talked about it.
Well,
I think we spent all of 2 minutes talking about China dying because you thought she was sexy. You did.
Let's not go overboard here.
Okay. Did you not think she was attractive?
No, because she's kind
of... You didn't think she was attractive? That goes against what you told me. And remember the two girls in three girls in Las Vegas. We were at one of the award shows, and there were three girls. They all looked like China. You were like, that's sexy.
Well, they were
D likes
Big D loves
D likes like
giant
Amazonian yeah.
ladies. He
like
does
6'2", and she's got yeah.
These girls had on the big thigh boots. Mm-hmm. They had
they were
the
all heels. Shorts. They were like 5-inch heels.
Is the skirts?
Two of the three of them had Adam's apples, but he didn't notice that. It was fine. It was fine.
They could okay. go to whatever restroom they wanted. That's Target. Right. That's cool. Yeah.
What is it that comedian said? Was it Brent Burns who told us one time? Don't dance with the tall girls if they're wearing scarves.
So yeah, this whole bathroom thing. Come on, people. I mean, man.
I got into a all out flame war on my personal Facebook page because I said, look, if you were born, you know, I said I don't care what you do, what you're, you know. Whatever, whoever you marry, I could care less. But if you have a penis, then go where the penises go. If you have the other parts, go where that goes. Oh my God, you thought I just said that whatever. Look, I don't care if you're post-op and you have like the other parts. Just go where the parts go.
And here's my thing that nobody's talking about. You're a man. Let's think at the arena. Here, okay.
Well, this is what I told you the other day. It's the worst thing ever. This has nothing to do with it. It gets unfair.
Yeah. This is just legit, okay? You're a man. In the men's room, there are two stalls. There are 10 urinals.
Two stalls on a good one. Lots of them only have one stall.
The two stalls are for emergency pooping purposes, okay? The EPP, okay? That is what they're there for. If you're a lady who identifies as a man... You still can't use the urinal, okay? So you got to go in the men's room and sit to pee. And you know what the problem with that is? There are situations where when the people who need that need it. Now you go to the ladies' room and there's 10 stalls. So that's why you should go to the ladies' room. There's just one more reason. Go to the ladies' room and sit in a stall to pee like everyone else. If you got to go in our bathroom and sit to pee, guess what? You're taking up one of our stalls and someone is
somebody
poop
who
themselves.
Needs an emergency bathroom thing.
And Bubba and I don't have gallbladders and we're not kidding around, okay? That's a short fuse between that feeling of, you know, I think I might have to, oh, nope, I got to go. That's it. There's no, very little warning.
Yeah. And when you're turtling, you got to go. When you walk into the bathroom and there's 15 urinals open where you can go to pee and there's only one stall and you've got to go number two in an emergency situation and there's one person in there who could have easily gone to their own bathroom where there's 20 stalls. Yeah. It's not fair. It's going to create major problems. Guys are going to be pooping themselves all over the planet because of this.
Great. This is going to be great.
This is great.
This is this where we get protested because we said this? Is this are we bigots now?
No, I don't care who you love. I don't care who. I don't care. Have fun. Be happy. But don't go take up my bathroom.
I think Facebook killed our video.
Yeah, no, Facebook didn't kill it. I was looking and it was reconnecting and all that. So we're going to try to reconnect again.
It started flashing, so I handed it to you.
Facebook might have cut us off. Do you see the lady who posted the picture of herself wearing a... Seahawks jersey and it said, "Does this make me Russell Simmons?"
She posted the
picture of her in a pirate costume and said, "Does this make me a pirate?"
Yep. Did they take
and
her
then
off
she
Facebook?
Posted the picture of a dress that said, "How does this make a man a woman?" You know what? Whether or not you agree with her, her point is perfectly, that's her opinion. Facebook pulled her because people were claiming there were offensive images in the and nudity in the image. So she got flagged. No. So she got flagged and pulled it. And now they've banned her from Facebook for 7 days. So she can't even defend herself. Like, that's what I have a problem with. When you start editing people's you're censoring people's free speech at that point because they disagree with you.
It's like when we left the last company. We were
This is not at all.
No. But it's a similar situation. They had their word out there. They were able to say why they were, you know.
This is a whole different thing. We could have said stuff. We were just better off not saying it for control. I'm talking about when the society will come down on you just because you disagree with them. You have as much right to say what you want to say as anybody else.
They keep saying can't start live video. So
it's our Wi-Fi, man.
So.
Our Wi-Fi.
Or we're being censored.
We're being censored.
And I would like to believe that we're being censored.
You know what?
I would feel better for being censored.
Because then we can get into a Twitter feud.
Twitter feud.
Twitter feuds are the dumbest thing ever.
I want Patrick to sing a song about Twitter feuds between...
And Twitter food.
Twitter food. Twitter feud between... who's it going to be between? Bubba, go ahead and give
let's
me
go
the,
with William Shatner.
Okay, and I will say Comcast. William Shatner and Comcast.
Well, William Shatner hates Comcast.
Allegedly.
Because their rates are too dang high. I said, William Shatner allegedly hates Comcast because their rates are too dang high.
Too dang high.
Oh, that's when he called him up and he goes, lady, don't you know I'm Captain Kirk? And you need to fix my stuff before I send somebody by. I don't know. I got nothing. I
think
latched
you're
myself into
Kirk with work or something else. But you said you run
Kirk.
No,
I ended up with... All right, Maria, at the end of the
I think
stupid.
We're back on. For those of
are
you
we back
who,
on Facebook?
Yeah, who are following. They can do that. It says our connection is weak. Well, so is our made-up song game.
Yeah, well, my made-up song game is not strong today.
No, that was good, though. It was really good.
Speaking of Captain Kirk, he inspired all that. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he did. Also, on a personal note, I want to say thank you to everyone who said a prayer for my youngest son, Gunner, who had a fractured elbow. We had to have surgery on this week. So thank you for all the prayers. He's doing well and recovering really good. The surgery went well and I just went great. Actually, it went better than we could ever hope for. So they got out the bone fragment out of his arm. And I was telling Bubba this earlier. He had PT today, this morning, and he said that now that piece is out of his arm, because that piece had been in his arm for at least 2 years, and that we think, but it was definitely in there for at least a year and a half. But he said that he goes, now that it's out, I could tell that it was in there. He goes, I could now that it's out.
He felt
it.
He felt it because it was out, and he knew that. Oh wow, I feel much better now.
It's kind of when Bubba had his gallbladder surgery, and he felt bad. He felt really bad. There will be times we'll be on the air, and in the middle of a break, like I would be talking, and we'd be having a conversation, and I knew he didn't feel well. He just didn't feel good.
And all of a sudden, I would turn my microphone off.
He'd turn his mic off and kind of motion like
you talk more.
You talk, and I'm like, yeah. So I'm trying to talk about whatever. And
he's trying to have a two-person conversation without me joining in.
Yeah, and he's over there throwing up in a trash can over by the board. But when he got his gallbladder out, he's like, oh my gosh, I never realized I felt how bad I felt until I got it out, and I feel so much better. So hopefully that'll help him, and he'll be, I don't know. He didn't have any problem throwing from like third. It's pitching. When he would pitch, his arm would hurt, and I think that had a lot to do with it. He also had some adhesions in his joint, kind of like scar tissue, but not quite. And he went in there and cleaned that stuff out too.
By the way, for anybody who's trying to watch right now online, yes, it is weak. Our Wi-Fi in here stinks. We actually just got a whole new router and everything like that, super high mega speed. So that is going to get fixed, hopefully before the next little online podcast
thing. And also just kind of research if you're listening to the podcast, would you let us know, maybe reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter or however you do it, reach out to us and let us know how you're listening to it. If you're listening through it by iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or whatever you're using, let us know, because it kind of helps us see how people are using.
I mean, you know, we have numbers where we can see all of those, how people are using it. Right?
Yeah, but that you hoard all that to yourself.
We
Patrick's
do?
Like, I have all
I don't
the
have
numbers.
It, but people who have it. Yeah, like oh. They all send us statistics on how that stuff uses each one of the things.
Oh, I didn't know.
They all keep track. Like iTunes keeps track of how many people download the podcast, and
we just work here, man.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we have a pretty good idea. I don't actually know off the top of my head, but you know.
That purple looks good in here.
It really does. Sad. All right, I've got to go. I got to get to a baseball tournament for this weekend.
All right.
Even though he's not playing, we're going to go.
Patrick, you got anything going on?
I got nothing.
All right, and I got nothing. So here we go with the podcast outro. Once again, thank you to Subway. Excited to introduce
you.
Sing
along, Prince style.
Oh, good. They're doing the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich. New premium carved turkey is thick cut, all white meat, oven roasted to perfection, and has no artificial Because that's not even a real word.
Artificial.
They have no artificial preservatives. Try the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich at Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
It was the podcast.